of cowboys and kings. The more and more I look at modern American life, the more I am convinced of the similarities between the U.S. Empire and its antecedent, Rome. The utter servility of the Senate appears in both historical periods, where bodies sworn to protect the Republic instead usher in laws which imperil freedom and act as emissaries of a prince. There are, of course, differences, as there should be in 2,000 years, but the similarities are striking. Warlike princes who amassed armies on the slightest pretext, who waged wars against neighbors incessantly, senates which protected the interests of the wealthy, yet bled the poor with impunity. The same sense of hierarchy, of blind obedience to those in power, pervades both histories. When Ronald Reagan passed away, the imperial media and scribes sang naught but his sweet praises, while the voices of those on the periphery were unheard, virtually ignored. I wondered what people in Nicaragua thought of his reign when he unleashed a plague of pain upon the country by the name of Contras, who he said were the moral equivalent of our founding fathers. Fortunately, I now have some idea. Father Miguel de Escoto, a Catholic priest, served as Nicaragua's foreign minister in the 80s and remembers what life was like during the Reagan years. Father de Escoto said, "Reagan was the butcher of my people." He pointed to deaths of 30,000 people during the Contra Wars in Nicaragua alone. In El Salvador, more than twice that number were slain in U.S.-supported dirty wars. In Guatemala, over three times that number. Reagan never met a dictator he didn't like, especially if he was anti-worker or anti-communist. Closer to home, on black radio, something quite different than the media menu of praise was heard across the U.S. On the popular Bev Smith talk show, a nationally syndicated call-in show, the host spent 3 hours on the passing of the president, and not one caller spoke in favor of his term. Among the corporate press, there were calls for putting the face of Reagan on currency, and some looked to Mount Rushmore to find space for his face. The Roman Senate, to flatter Caesar, offered to pass a law naming him a god. He declined. But after his passing, the law was passed that every Caesar would be named, after his death, as a god among the pantheon of Roman gods, like Jupiter, Venus, Mars, and Mercury. Yet like John Wayne, we seek to elevate the cowboy actor above his other impact on life. We celebrate a mythic past only by ignoring the loss, the virtual genocide of tens of thousands of people because they were Latin Americans, Guatemalans, Nicaraguans, El Salvadorians. They were the Indians of our age, and Reagan played cowboy and king. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.